just the ruck nomination rule for the record here. Now, a lot of people text in on this.
Here again.
No, but you told me during one of the breaks, speaking of things being taught, prior to the ruck nomination rule coming in, you had Sam Jacobs, obviously, in your time at Adelaide, who, if he wandered into any area, everyone would assume that he was going to be the ruckman.
Yes.
But there were times where you would subtly nominate.
Yeah, in the forward 50, I would just try and just quietly just let the umpire know I was a ruckman and Sam wasn't. And then, of course, my fullback would be leaning on me and bump into me. And I would say, well, hang on, I was a ruckman. I got one free kick out of it. It didn't work much.
You missed?
And I missed it. But it was a good
idea. But that's why it's there, obviously.
Ways,
so if you take it away, then your issue is, well, how do we know
you can block
you
everyone?
Can block anyone.
So not, technically everyone is should be getting a free kick because they can all say they're the ruckman. Or no one should, and the ball will go up, hit the ground, and maybe we should just have no ruckman, throw it up, let it hit the ground. Once it hits the ground, we just play.
So the AFL have consistently said it's a consolidation year, and as such, they just want to reinforce there'll be no material rule changes. That was in the letter that Andrew Dillon wrote to the clubs on Monday.
What does a consolidation year mean? Does that mean we've just hit a low spot in officiating and we're trying to consolidate some rules? What does that mean?
No, I think it means we had a number of rule changes 12 months ago. A new administration team's come in. Steve Hocking's moved out, so we're going to let the rules just sort of bed in for a little bit longer yet. I don't think anyone's got a problem with that. I mean, geez, how many times do we see off the text, leave the game alone?
Should we raise the stand rule?
Well, the stand rule, again, needs more time. Needs more time, doesn't it? I think we certainly don't need anything as radical as that. So it's more
it's
around
that radical.
These interpretation changes. Well, it was pretty radical rule change at the time.
The audio is radical.
The stand rule was radical. What are you talking about?
The audio of the rule is radical.
Well, that can go away, to be honest. Stephen Sunbury, can you clear this up for us once and for all, please?
I just thought we had to.
So the texts keep coming through. This is Steve. Thought about this a lot and cannot fathom why we just don't alter the third man up rule to be. No need to nominate a ruck. If a team has two go up, it's a free against. Simple. That way we avoid the farcical situation where a man goes up uncontested because the other team didn't nominate. Why doesn't my suggestion work? I've done my head in trying to find the counter argument. Can you just provide it one more time?
If no one is a ruckman, then anyone can be a ruckman, right? Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
But everyone gets blocked. Therefore, everyone would deserve a free kick.
So how do you sort out who's getting blocked,
who's
not getting...
You have to know who the ruckman is.
Does that make sense, Steve, and others? Hopefully,
not sure.
Hopefully it does. Johnny in Epping wants you to listen. So that's where Josh is coming from.
If no one's a ruck, everyone's a ruck.
All right, we need to take a break because, no, we can go for a little bit longer. Okay, we can delay now. Marcus Stoinis is going to join us shortly, our World Cup winner as well. The Melbourne Stars, I tell you what, they have absolutely copped it. This BBL campaign, COVID injury. We'll ask Marcus. I think just about the entire squad's got it at various points.
They were meeting teammates on the day of the game.
It was unbelievable. So understandably, they're running on fumes, but somehow they've got some sort of momentum up and a little bit of a late run in to keep the finals flame flickering. But albeit they need to rely on others, which as you said earlier, is never ideal. They need the Hurricanes to drop a game tonight, but the Hurricanes are playing the Renegades. Jeez, that's unfortunate. Hey, Richard's in Narre Warren. Richard, welcome. And I think you want to talk ruck nomination as well, Rich.
Good morning, boys. Yeah, I think I've got the counter-argument to you, mate, on the text. The reason they brought this in, I think, was to protect the ruckman from injury as well. They'd have the third guy just jump into the back of his kidneys and he's unprotected. So you might pay the free kick, but the damage is already done. The whole idea was to protect them because they can't get 360-degree protection.
That was part of it too. That's spot on.
Yep.
It was also to ensure that the ruckman survived as an art form of
that.
Game.
That I think is the big one.
Yes.
Is that it was diluting the relevance. Mm-hmm. We had teams playing Sean Grigg in the ruck and so on.
Folks like me, ability to still work the clock sound.
Exactly. That's exactly. It was the Josh Jenkins rule.
Yeah.
You know, and the third man up, you had Jordan Hawthorne were masters at it for a long period of time as well, coming
masters.
In over the
Mark
top.
Mark Blitzars, mate.
Yeah, the
12
blitz.
Or 13 hit outs a game from third ups.
The Blitz did come out in the wake of the ruck nomination rule and said, I might as well retire. It was his absolute
one. He's found
one
a new home down back. But
has
yeah,
he? What?
It was to keep the ruckman afloat. To make sure that their position was important because it's the only real position left on the ground where they go 1v1.
So once and for all, yeah, that's true. Once and for all, your point is very valid. I mean, imagine the umpires trying to sort it all out if there was no ruck nomination rule. I think people just hate the way they go about it, the waiting and the hand up, here you go. It's like going down to watch an Auskick session at times.
I think it would be okay if in your normal order of movement, the umpire, there's a stoppage. Okay, give me the ball. Right, I'm ready to go. I'm coming out this way. Throw it up. And if the ruckmen aren't there, then it just goes up and hits the ground.
Don't wait.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.